This is the Morning Crunch Wrap for Wednesday, March 20th, 2019. I'm Nate Darling, and here's what caught my eye this morning. Walt Disney Company closed its $71 billion acquisition of 21st Century Fox Inc.'s film and television assets on Wednesday, giving its upcoming streaming service a range of popular content as it takes on Netflix. The deal will expand Disney's portfolio of some of the world's most popular characters, uniting Mickey Mouse, Luke Skywalker, and Marvel superheroes with Fox's X-Men, Avatar, and The Simpsons franchises. The streaming service Disney Plus aims to make up for the continuing loss of subscribers from ESPN and other cable networks. The completion of the Fox deal comes nearly a year after Disney won a bidding war against the cable company Comcast Corp for the assets. Separately, Fox Corporation debuted on the NASDAQ on Tuesday and named former U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan, Formula One Group Chief Executive Officer Chase Carey, and two others to its board. The newly spun-off media company, which will house assets including Fox News Channel and Fox Broadcast Network, is expected to bring in around $10 billion in annual revenue. Okay, we've got another big merger. Let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. All right, so what does this mean for the consumer? First of all, for the consumer, it means there's going to be more content available on this Disney Plus streaming service, which means maybe you're going to want to buy it. Is that a good thing? Is it a bad thing? How many streaming services do you have? Do you have Netflix, Hulu Plus? Now you've got another one to add? Now, granted, it's going to bring together some characters that were not able to be together before, but is that really worth the extra price that you're going to pay for that? Would it have been better had Comcast gotten those assets, as they would have probably stayed with cable as opposed to the streaming realm? I guess we won't know about that, but I guess prepare to spend another $10 to $15 a month on that streaming service if you want that particular content. The bigger thing is there's going to be less options with a deal like this, and whether it went to Comcast or whether it went to Disney, it just means there's one less player in the content creation game, which means, amongst other things, you're going to have fewer and fewer choices. The other part of this that's not talked about in that article is the dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of people who are going to be losing their jobs because of this deal, because you're having duplicate people who are working for Fox and Disney. So the people who are working for Fox, for the most part, are now going to be out of luck looking for jobs. Another thing you need to buy, or not, tons of people out of work and fewer options in terms of people creating content. It's the way everything is going, but I don't know that it's a good thing. And that is your Morning Crunch Wrap.
Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say to all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted and the window's locked. I'm weaving through the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say. Hear me through the glass. I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Looking through the keyhole. Hey mister, you look like you're up for a conversation. Got a minute or so. Take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all 2 and 2 is 4, and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? Some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door?
use for living.